This is Passport to Texas. While hiking, you may spy a buck in the distance with large, perfectly formed antlers. Your heart races, your breath becomes shallow, your nerves tingle. Hunters call this buck fever. But what do perfect antlers look like?
Nice, smooth lines, tall tines coming off the main beams. Very symmetrical, one side to the other.
John Stein should know. He's curator at the Buckhorn Saloon and Museum in San Antonio, where antler and taxidermy-covered walls draw visitors by the thousands.
Overall in the collection, there's over 1,200 trophies that are on the walls of all different species.
Some hunters pay landowners handsomely to bag trophy animals, money that's funneled into land management and conservation. For 25 years, deer experts at the Kerr WMA have studied the genetic and nutritional aspects of antler growth in bucks and have shared the data with landowners, biologist Gene Fuchs.
The information that we've gained from this study shows that through selection, by never allowing a buck that was a spike to ever breed a doe, we produced no spike antlered yearling bucks 2 years in a row. And a percentage of good quality antlered yearling bucks has steadily increased.
You can learn more this week when a segment called Buck Fever airs on the Texas Parks and Wildlife PBS TV series. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds whitetail research in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.